Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gotham Talk Podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about Gotham Sacrification. Had a little stumble there. But yes, this episode 5 of Gotham. Wow, I can't believe we're already 5 episodes in. Especially next week's going to be really crazy with Supergirl versus Gotham on Monday nights. That's going to be just, I mean, it's just dumb. I don't know why they did that. You know, why can't we all just play along and networks not compete each other on the same properties that they could possibly connect and make more money? Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a bottom line, it's money. But, hey, we're benefiting from all this and enjoying some awesome DC franchise programming. So, yay, we're the winners, right? We're live right now for the next 26 minutes. Call in at 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. Let's go to the phones from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt, I'm going to kill the Galavan.
There you go. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm not digging the whole Galavan storyline this season.
Yeah, now that they fleshed it out, aren't you like, what?
I'm going to start watching Supergirl.
Uh-oh. Here we go. The rift has started with Matt. He's switching sides now.
No.
Okay, Matt, so
let me
just read you the really brief synopsis that Fox released.
I did watch it.
It was Galavan and Penguin join forces with a dangerous family in Gotham. Then, as the rival between the Waynes and the Galavan resurfaces, Gordon struggles to maintain order in the city in an all-new rise of the villain, Sacrification. So there you go. Very brief description that they released. And, yeah, this episode, it was definitely one of those moments where you see Detective...
Gordon.
Gordon's partner's name? I went blank.
Harvey Bullock.
Harvey Bullock. When he shoots the guy and he blows up, he goes, what, they're exploding now?
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on there, and there was no really villain there. And then, like, it seems in every episode...
Well, remember, the kid was shopping around
talks.
For explosives at that villain mart, which was so funny. The whole time I'm laughing because, remember the speaker? The lady's like, the guy's like, we have specials on, you know, whips and, you know, bombs. It was like a Home Depot for villains.
Yeah.
So then when the guy was trying to shoplift some plastic explosives, so he, of course, puts one down in his pants. And so when Harvey shoots him, he blows up. So it's just like, dude, don't steal. You could probably still be alive. Let's see. We have two more callers from air code 469. Both of you, let's go.
Joe from Krypton.
And Clint from Kandor.
There you go. Hey, welcome back, guys. Did you guys watch two nights ago, Sacrification from Gotham?
Yes, I did, and I enjoyed it. And I happen to like the Galavan storyline. I think he's a very interesting villain. I like him.
All right. Yeah. He's growing on me, too. And you know what? I'm so butchering the title. I'm going to stop myself and correct it right now. It's Scarification, not Sacrification. It's Scarification. So I apologize for those yelling at your iPods right now saying, he's saying the title wrong. I corrected it. Scarification. Now, why do you think they call it this with this title? Let's go to you, Chris from Candor. Why do you think this title deserved it on this week's Gotham?
I still did not know about the title until now. I just mentioned it.
Oh, okay. What about you, Joe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard it said both ways. I've heard scarification and scarification. I don't know which way is the proper
way. Scarification. Oh, well, maybe it's scarification. So,
I don't know.
Do you think?
I mean,
do you know what scarification means?
Just to scare somebody, I guess. I don't know.
To put the fear in people's eyes.
I'm gonna
Google that. That's a good question. Let's see if there's a definition of scarification. Oh, there you go. It's scarification, and the main reason is it's almost like a tattoo, but it's a scar. Have you ever seen those where it looks like welts?
Yeah, like when you get,
Yeah, so it's scarification, not scarification.
Okay.
So there you go. Do you think, did we see any of that? I don't think I did. Can you guys remind me?
I don't recall seeing that.
Was there any scarring?
No.
Well, the only thing that I could see as a scar, more like a loss of a hand.
when what's her name's leg gets burned, Firefly.
Oh, there you go. I think that's it.
Yeah, they introduced Firefly.
Firefly did make a presence on Gotham, and of course, you know, she's playing with fire.
Yep.
So, I think you're right. Hey, look, we're a little detective here, right?
There we go. We're all Batmans.
That was great. Okay. I want to thank you guys for calling in last night to the special guest director from Gotham, TJ Scott. I heard the podcast this morning, and it was just great. I want to thank you guys for being, you know, proper gentlemen when we have a special guest. I know sometimes we goof around, but when the guest comes in, we made him feel comfortable. You heard him laugh. It was great. It was just like a regular show, right? It was just like we're just kicking back and talking.
Yeah, it was.
That's good. So I would just want to thank you guys because the more we, you know, the more we show them that we're semi-professional, we can get more people on.
We want to thank you for having them on. So,
awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought it was a special treat.
Really,
so I thought, hey, why not?
You
know, hopefully maybe one of the actors hears, a director already went on that show? I want to go on that show. So, hey, you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
Imagine J.J. Abrams at our show. Director of Star
Wars. Oh, get out of here.
Are
you kidding me? That's awesome.
That would be sick.
All right. So let's see. Ratings-wise, it looks like this week's episode did dip a little from the previous episode, Strike Force. It was a 1.5... rating out of viewership of 18 to 49, and this week's episode dipped to a 1.3, so it did drop a little, not dramatically, but it did drop a little, and hopefully it'll keep itself up. It started off with a 1.6, so that's pretty good. Gotham definitely spearheading to another rise of the villains as we saw Firefly. Did you think we had enough of Firefly, or what do you guys think? Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
I think it was kind of cool to see the rise of Firefly, but I think that girl was kind of a bit irritating because that brother of hers forced her to do it.
Yeah. It wasn't like she rose to it. It was kind of like forced upon.
Yeah, because Kat tried to say, I'm free, and come on, girl, just go on the streets like Kat. Give it up. Her brother was mean.
Yeah,
he was.
Did not. See, you see that a lot with these female characters on Gotham, where a lot of them, a lot of times they have like no escape. They're pretty much stuck in their situation, and it looks like the only one that's free willing to move around and out is Selina Kyle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're back into the dinner scene, a very awkward dinner scene between Edward Enigma and Gordon. What do you guys think? I think, I don't know. I think it's just so weird. You know, it boggles my mind when I watch this. It's like, there's Jim Gordon and the Riddler. How freaking cool is that? But I'm like, is that being forced now? Do they want us to pretend like they're not going to have this awesome, cool buddy-buddy relationship? And then, obviously, of course, later on down the road, Edward stabs Gordon in the back. And maybe he really goes after Gordon at some time or some point. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's just a different version. But I think they are kind of dirty. They are trying to force it down our throats a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of feels like it, yeah. Let's go. What about you,
yeah,
Chris?
Well, I really do like that, you know, they show that people do part ways sometimes. And, you know, we've seen this like way past, you know, before Bruce Wayne, you know, becomes an adult. And, I lost my point. But I think it's a different one.
You lost your point.
Yeah, I'm not distracted, sorry. Yeah, I agree with Joe.
All right, cool. Matt has left us, so thank you, Matt, for calling in. I'm sure it's pretty late in Florida. And we'll be on for another 20 minutes, so please call in at our number here at Gotham Talk is 347-637-3821. Let me tell you this. There's a lot of people asking me on Twitter, oh, I want to call. So don't feel bad if you didn't make it this week. We're on next week, so feel free to join us again next week. You could join us on our Twitter handle.
Who are those people talking yell
at them? Gotham Talk, all one word. What was that?
Who are those people talking yell at them? I mean, you want to call, who's stopping you from calling? You know the number.
Yeah, who's stopping you? It's fun. So let's hand over the floor to you guys with this scarification of episode 5 of season 2 of Gotham. Are we worried now that Supergirl is upon us? Do you think the two can coexist? They for sure attract different viewerships. Do you think there's plenty enough to go around on Monday nights? Let's go to you, Chris.
Well, before Gotham, I mean, before Supergirl comes on, and I think people can make time. I guess we're going to have to see where our loyalty is. You know, Gotham or Supergirl, and I don't think there's too much going on. I mean, that's the only two shows that we have.
That's so true. I think there might be a rarity where the two can coexist, since one's more on the dark side and the other one's, of course, on the bright side with the
Arrow and Flash.
Yeah, just like Arrow and Flash, but not on the same night.
Yeah.
That's the problem here, is that they're on the same night, not different networks, but just on the same night. So, of course, if ratings do dip lower than what Gotham is already going through, there might be a possibility that this might be the last season of Gotham. Now, I do not hope that happens, because it's one of my favorite shows. Yeah, and it's different because, A, we have The Flash, which for me is fun, bright, smiles all around, you know, it gets dark sometimes, but hey, it brings you back up to the golden age of DC Comics. And then we have Arrow, which is our alternative to Batman, you know, but with bow and arrows. You know, he's dark, he's deep, he's, you know, just rugged. He doesn't have superpowers. It's all on skill, ability. And so we have that transition. And then we have now with Supergirl, it's going to be, you know, we've seen the pilot. So it's bright. It's girl power. You know, girls can do it. And she doesn't need help from her cousin. Sorry. From Kandor. Mm. But, you know, or I'm Joe from Krypton. She doesn't need the boy in blue. She could do it on her own. And then we have Gotham, which brings us now down that alley that we don't want to go down, especially the one that the Waynes went down through. We don't want to go down that alley, but we have to have that place in that universe. So it could all coexist, but when they're up against each other, it's going to be hard because advertisers are going to see that. They're going to be like, oh, what, Supergirl got what number? We're going to jump ship. Sorry, Gotham. We're going to put our commercials in front of Supergirl now and give her all the money she needs for her show. That could happen.
Yeah.
So I'm really worried because, I mean, I hope they coexist, but, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world here. Let's go to you, Joe. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. That very possible, that may very well happen. I think we may have it a little bit incorrect here. Last I read, Gotham comes on at 8 Eastern time, and Supergirl comes on at 9. So they're not exactly at the same hour, same day. But
oh, interesting.
Hours. Yeah,
so
you might want to
9.
Recheck that. Yeah, you might want to recheck that though. But that's what I read. Gotham 8.
But you know what?
Supergirl
that might
9.
Have been just recent because remember that was a big controversy when they. Because why
yeah.
would people be upset over just a Monday? You know, it wouldn't make
yeah.
sense. The
yeah,
only people, the only reason why people would be upset is that they're competing with each other. So I thought that was
well,
the big
yeah.
blah.
I have a timetable here.
All right,
okay.
Tell us. Please tell
yeah.
us.
Yeah, but when I'm looking, why did you get?
And wait,
about
first
that?
Tell us your source. Is it Movie Pilot?
No, it was a timetable that came on online somewhere.
Okay. Well, no, you can't say somewhere. Well, you need a good source. Come on. We want to tell the people that we're reliable.
He was a TV line.
Okay.
Oh, that's
TV
a good
line.
One.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good one.
Okay, say the Supergirl is going to be at 8:30.
8:30?
8:30.
Yeah.
Why 8:30? That's so an off time. Why not 8 or 9?
I don't know. Oh, let's see. Let me look at Gotham.
That is weird. 8:30, I've never heard of.
Yeah, 8:30.
Is there like a game or football? Maybe a football. Yeah.
Maybe
I went to CBS.com and it does say 8:30. So
yeah.
It
is
competing with Gotham.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of it. Wow.
Yep. So there you go, Joe.
Yeah, you're right.
8:30. It's on between the two properties.
But the time slot premiere is November 2nd at 8 p.m. What?
Okay, so they're showing the pilot on the 27th, and then the following 26. Week they're going to go back
on
to
the
8 p.m.
Yeah, 8:06 for the premiere. And then they're going to go back
to 8
p.m. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, and it's Monday, October 26th, not 7th. I mentioned 7th. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yep, it's definitely a competitor to Gotham, and goes back to my theory on, like, that's why people are upset. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, what do you think about that, now that you know the two are competing?
I think it's a mistake. I think the guys over at CBS should. They don't care because they're a different network. They could care
yeah,
about
they don't,
that show.
They don't give a damn.
Yeah, but I think Warner Brothers should step in and say, "Hey, look, we own all these properties. It's only good business for all of us. So why don't you move it up somehow? Look for another slot."
Yeah,
you know,
but you know
move
what?
Move it up to 9.
You know who I will put the blame
on?
Warner Brothers Entertainment's business affairs. They should have said,
"Oh, really?
Yo, listen, because it's a they could put an easy clause in their contract when they're licensing the show to CBS.
Yeah,
they could be like, we'll give you this, you know, for the amount of dollars that you'll pay, but the one clause is you cannot compete with our other DC property shows. You can have any other day, but if that day is already taken from a previous DC show, boom." You have to bump it to somewhere else.
Yeah, because it's bad business for them. But DC would only
and it protects
the
them.
Yeah.
Because at this rate,
wow.
they could. Well, imagine it. When do you think they'll air DC Legends talk? I mean, DC Legends of Tomorrow. When do you think they'll? Okay, so you said maybe it might go through the winter hiatus. So it's safe.
Yeah.
But then after that, then where is it going to go?
I don't know. It's a good question.
And that, wouldn't it be funny if CW says, you know what, we're going to put it up against Supergirl and Gotham.
Oh,
now you're like, now you have three networks competing with the same company.
That's terrible. I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, you're
That's why I said I blame business affairs. They should have locked that in and, you know, make it a clause. And if the networks say, oh, this is unprecedented, say it hasn't never happened where, you know, studio dictates when it could air, then, hey, let's make it a thing then. Set a precedent,
yeah.
And that's it. If it's a DC property, don't put it up against another DC property because we're butchering. You know, it's kind of like they're cannibalizing themselves.
Put it in your clause not to overlap another DC show. You know,
right.
They can't do that. Yep.
Right. At least the first run. If it's a rerun, go ahead. Put them up against each other. But like first air, that should be the clause. Just the first air.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I'm a little scared, but hopefully Gotham will keep up its male audience, as I don't think they'll, you know, the majority will have male Gotham viewers. They're probably going to go check it out, I would say the first few episodes of Supergirl, and then, you know, see what it's pretty much about, and we're going to see Villain of the Week, just like every other show. And then they're like, you know what, it's a little too bright for me. They're going to go back to Gotham.
I can tell you the diehard Superman fans are going to stick with Supergirl for sure.
Oh, of course.
Even if they are guys. I definitely am.
Right.
Yeah.
But remember, we're talking about Gotham. Gotham fans.
But unless
Gotham fans are not Superman fans.
Unless they improve on Supergirl, because I was not very impressed on there with the pilot.
Then you're crazy, because most Superman fans that I've been listening to online and in podcasts love it, Chris. Superman fans.
Yeah, no, I loved it.
I didn't say it was bad. I liked it. I did like it. But I'm just saying, I'm talking on a story plot. I didn't hate it. I definitely watched it, you know, but I don't hate it. I'm just saying, I don't know. I kind of was expecting more.
I think you're just jealous that she looks better in that costume than you.
Let's see. IMDb is giving it a 6.8 currently of ratings out of 10. So it's a little on the over average. Well, not that much over, but a 6.2, not a 6.8. Sorry, a 6.2. IMDb is giving the rating. So. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the reaction for people who haven't seen the pilot, and for those who have are still reserving their reactions just so they could give the other viewers some time to catch up.
Right. I have a question on the Gotham.
Sure, go ahead.
What did you guys think about that story that lady told about the old over 200 years?
I was just like, what's going on? Now they're doing flashbacks of that. It looked a little staged. And when I say that, it looked like a play.
Francesco has a theory that he thinks that's the Court of Owls storyline. I don't think
so
personally,
but
it could be.
Yeah, I think I saw the headline on that one from Movie Pilot, so I'm like, next.
I did thought about that after I saw the episode, and I was thinking about it. And then, okay, those powerhouses, there were different houses, and Wayne was the head of it. But they didn't say what they called themselves. You know what I mean? So, and then on the other animation or the comics, the Court of Owls, they kind of kept coming back and kill every Wayne. You know?
I see the references,
So I'm like, wait a minute. They didn't mention what the powerhouses they call them. You know, then what's the name? You know, kind of like on the Smallville, they call them Veritas.
Right.
Then, so it could be the Court of Owls. And
in Smallville, the Court of Owls weren't around yet. Court of Owls is new to the New 52 comics.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
you're talking about. You're talking about the secret society.
Yeah, Veritas. That's what I'm saying. Like, they have their name that was called Veritas. So on the Gotham world, I'm thinking, I'm thinking we're gonna find out the name later, you know, from maybe next week when Bush, what nice name, going back
Bush.
To, you know, yeah, and
yeah.
So,
is
I,
he gonna have like a hook now?
right?
Or like a he should have like a cleaver since he's Butch. Now he's the Butcher.
Man, Penguin lost his damn mind in this episode.
Oh,
man.
He was
and
crazy.
And I felt bad for him when he tried to plea bargain with Galavant. He's like, okay, I hear your story. And the answer is no. You know, just the way he told them with the suaveness. Oh, man, even though Penguin's a bad guy, I felt bad for him in this episode, man, for his mom and everything. It's pretty sad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's good acting, though. I liked it.
Definitely good acting. Definitely tense, as always, with Gotham. Chris, let's go to you. Anything Gotham related?
Well, that was that. And I kind of want to see what's going on more. I like, you know, the Jim Gunn, you know, working with the new, with Chiklis, Michael. Is that his
yeah.
name, right?
Michael Chiklis, yes.
And I like that, you know, I like the duo and stuff like that, but I kind of want to see more, you know, like, I kind of feel we did not get more, like, we did not get more ahead on that kind of side.
Yeah, I agree.
It
kind of
seems
like a little stall.
Yeah, and then we have more, we've been more ahead over here with Theo, you know, so we learn more about him, you know, about his background. And now that guy comes and more people, soldiers come into Gotham and they want to kill Wayne. You know, we didn't
right.
see Wayne in this episode. Is he going to die at
no.
the end of the episode? At the end of the season, of course he's not going to die. So, but you never know. This is a new one. And I don't think if they kill him, they're going to kill him completely. They're probably going to, like, tease it off.
They would never kill Bruce Wayne. That'd be
no,
there'd be no point of telling the story.
There's no way.
There'd be no point in telling the story if Batman died.
Right, there's no way.
You know?
Did you read that on Movie Pilot?
No. No, I'm not saying that I'm going to.
Did you write
to,
it on
I'm
Movie
Pilot?
He's a contributor, so I'm pretty sure he read it.
Did you
it
contribute
there.
That line to Movie Pilot?
<I did.
laughs> Yes,
not.
He did. See, there's a laugh.
Not. I did not say with the Fox that they're going to kill him. I'm thinking maybe they're going to try to just tease us that they're going to kill him at the end of the season, you know, just to
no.
pass it off.
No, there's no
No
way.
Batman fan in their right mind would even buy it, even if they attempted that. They're
and
like,
if
yeah,
they did
right,
do that, I would even say, bye-bye, back to Supergirl.
Yeah, I would check out, too. I'd be like, I'm done.
But, Chris, thank you. Tell us, Chris, what's hot right now at MoviePilot.com? Tell us, well, what's blazing over there? Well, what's the breaking every on this last minute?
Because
I know there's probably
pilot,
like 60 breaks, 60 breaking
man.
News.
You guys scooping?
Well,
well, what's the latest scoop over there?
No, definitely think about writing a topic about Gotham Talk podcast. So,
wow.
You know, you know.
Oh, touche. Okay. All right. Well, thank God we're not contributors, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Let's go to you, Joe. Anything Gotham?
I definitely want to say, I know some people don't like Theo Gallivant. I actually like him, in my opinion. I think he's an interesting character. I kind of like where his story seems to be alluding to. I think
mm-hmm.
Selina Kyle did a really good job this episode. I loved her. I loved her scenes, you know, that she had with Gorilla Man, and you know, and
yeah.
And when she's talking to Firefly, talking about not having to be a slave and about family and. I thought she did a really good job, man. It's interesting to watch her on screen. I can't wait to see her get older and become a version
Selina
of Catwoman.
Yeah. Catwoman.
Yeah. She's doing a great job, man. I'm really impressed with her. I like it a lot.
Yep. She's slithering from scene to scene. Another rumor that I might have read is that Barbara might be the next Joker. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's possible now. I think it's possible because they've done it before in the comics. Not necessarily with a Barbara character, but, you know, they're definitely taking liberties with these characters on this show. So, you know, other than them killing Bruce Wayne, which is preposterous, they could do
anything. Well, like
anything
you said, they've
character.
Done it before. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
They've killed Bruce Wayne
yeah.
before.
Well, no, well, on this show, they're not going to kill him. They won't, because they'll
yeah,
lose a lot of fans.
Sure.
They'll be like, what? But anything else is
yeah.
possible on this show besides killing Bruce Wayne. Anything's possible.
Oh, yeah. For sure, for sure. Who do you think our next villain is going to be? What about you, Chris?
I do actually agree.
It is Rise of the Villain.
I do actually agree when, you know, I can see if they make Barbara the next Joker. I mean, they mentioned on the episode today, well, yeah, she sleeps a lot, and it's, you know, it's crazy, you know, that girl mentioned, and then Theo was like, well, she's good like that, you know what I mean? Nothing good about her or something. So they could be heading all of that, you know, they could be prepping her to be that Joker. And
Let me ask you guys, because I might have missed out. Did Dr. Crane make an appearance yet on Gotham? You know,
not that I remember.
Dr. Crane becomes the Scarecrow.
Scarecrow, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not that I remember.
No? Okay. Interesting. Another character that Bill Finger co-created with Bob Kane, Scarecrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be interesting when Dr. Crane makes a visit to Gotham.
Yep.
Do you think we might see Scarecrow at all this season? Let's go to you, Joe.
Maybe not this season. It's possible. I think they'll save him for like season 3, 4, maybe 5 or something like that.
Right.
Well, he's going to be a
how
great
long
villain,
drag
too.
It. Yeah. What about you, Chris? Do you think we might see Scarecrow as one of the Rise of the Villains?
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking we're going to be able to see him. What about that guy who was creating the fear serum and injected on his son? Remember, and then him going and scared of him? Remember?
No.
I remember that. But Jonathan Crane wasn't on that, though, was he?
No, he wasn't on it.
No, but I'm talking about maybe that kind of started it, and they're probably going to, you know, keep going with that. And maybe somebody going to show up, you know, Dr. Crane, oh, you know, because I think they have him. He didn't die, right? That kid? Did he die?
Oh, which kid?
The kid and the father. That the episode with the fear serum they used.
Remember
that kid? His dad injected him.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't remember if he died or not.
I don't think he died. So you never know. Maybe there's a doctor in there, you know, and trying to experience what happened to him, you know, trying to cure him or something. And maybe that's where we're going to get Dr. Crane.
I think Theo Galvan's going to be our big baddie for this season. I think he's the one to watch out
for. But the whole
season
is Rise of the Villains, plural, meaning more than one.
Well, you got Riddler. He could become full Riddler at the end, and you still got Penguin. You got Theo. You know,
and Barbara.
You got Barbara. You know.
How are you handing out,
Jerome.
I wonder how long. I heard that might bring him back. Did you hear that?
Where'd you read
what?
That movie pilot?
No, I did not read.
Yeah,
not
that,
read
that definitely
movie
is a movie
pilot.
Pilot.
No, I did not read. I don't remember.
What steaming hot pile of shit are you reading about now on that website?
How are they going to bring it back? Tell us. Okay, what did you read? Tell us.
I did not read the whole article about it.
No, not the whole article, just some of it.
If I find it, I will look for it, and then I will send it to you, like, we can talk about it next week. But, yeah. And I wonder how long they're going to keep seeing the whole season, or up to the next season, or just this season. You know, are they going to cut it? I think when I caught up to him, you know, about what he was doing and everything. I'm asking you.
I don't know. What do you think, Joe?
I think definitely, but I don't know. I mean, they could keep him till next season, but I think he's going to be a season villain where we just see him this season and he's done after this storyline's done. Because usually with these shows, they don't carry on the villain to the next season. Even with Smallville, they didn't do that.
Yeah, there you go. Ask Fish Mooney.
There you go.
Although, do you hear about, you know, remember her followers, that she's coming back? Do you think they might bring her back for, like, a stunt?
She is coming back.
Oh, she is? How do you know? Movie Pilot?
Yeah, how do you know? MoviePilot.com. There we go.
I read it. Just trust me.
Where'd you read it?
Well, I read it.
Who cares? What do you mean? Well, we need liability here.
Yeah, I talked to the
Who cares?
So.
If you're bringing it up, you care because you're telling them. I love how people are like, who cares? I'm like, but you brought it up. We didn't ask you.
Yeah.
And then now you're telling us, who cares? I'm like, okay, so we don't care about your question. always fun, Chris. Thank you, sir. Always, always fun. Let's see, anything else you guys want to bring up about Gotham?
Trying to think of something else in the storyline. Oh, where is one thing I want to bring up? You know what I absolutely loved about this episode? When they go to the Merc, and you hear the lady on the PA talking about, I got something in aisle 7. She's talking about like bombs.
Yeah.
And, like,
right. The Home Depot villains.
Yeah, dude.
I love
that
place.
Cool. And that's so comic book, so DC
cartoon. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what I was looking for is the Acme.
Oh, the
Yeah.
Vinegar.
Yeah. I
Acme
so cool,
Chemical
dude.
Warehouse
so
or something.
Much. I absolutely adored that scene, dude. I stuff like that
it was
I love.
So fun.
It's like, it was really fun. I really loved
it. It was like
it,
brass knuckles on aisle 5. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
That was definitely a fun moment.
Yeah. For sure.
I felt bad for that kid. They shot, you know. And
well, yeah.
Like
don't put explosives in your crotch.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh dang. I mean, wow. I didn't see him. I saw him looking at it, but I didn't think he put it in his jacket or something. And
right. Put it down
he
his
just
crotch.
Started running.
Yeah.
Right. And well, he didn't last an episode.
Mm.
So.
Yep, definitely a funny moment there, and also a great moment with the Home Depot villains.
Yeah.
Anything else, guys, before we wrap up the show?
That's all I got.
All right, what about you, Chris?
That's all I got for now.
All right, well, that gives us a good indication. We should just wrap it up here. I want to thank you guys for calling in. Talk to you guys next week. Coming up tomorrow, we will have Arrow Talk and DC Comics Talk. So join us.
I haven't
tomorrow.
Watched that yet, so I'm going to go watch.
Well, let's,
I'm
gonna yeah,
go watch
I'm going to go watch it right now. So we're in the same boat, Chris. Don't worry about it.
Awesome.
So next
All right.
Guys,
talk to you guys
same
tomorrow.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Same bat channel.